NPR for Waco and the Heart of Texas. This is KWBU-FM. Starting this month in Waco, you'll begin to notice an uptick on your water bill. That's because the city's water rates were increased this year in order to bolster a multi-million dollar 10-year-long waterworks project. KWBU's Carlos Morales recently drove throughout the city with Deputy City Manager Wiley Stem, visiting sites that will see renovation.
Starting our drive from City Hall, Deputy City Manager Wiley Stem first took me on a tour of the area's water treatment plants, storage facilities, and streets that would be renovated under the Capital Improvements Project. He points to one of the sites that will be renovated.
And one of our treatment plants is that treatment plant right there, Riverside, with smokestack right there, built in 1912, old water plant. And it supplies water to this part of Waco.
Stem is referring to the Riverside Treatment Plant. This facility can produce roughly 30 million gallons of drinking water each day. That amount will likely increase as the treatment plant is set to receive $5.5 million to widen transmission lines. In total, the city will spend $270 million in water and wastewater projects over the next 10 years. Paid for by water rate adjustments.
Yeah, in our budget, we put together what we call a capital improvements program, a CIP, and then our water capital improvements program has these projects in it and how they're funded, and then the city sells bonds to generate the money, the funds to build all this infrastructure, and then the water rates that people pays the bonds back. So we borrow the money, and then everybody's water bills help pay for that.
Wiley says that over the 10-year period, the city has estimated that the minimum bill, which is near $16 a month, will increase to around $30 a month. The rates, he adds, will still be competitive with most other Central Texas cities. As we continue our tour of sites that will be improved, Stem stops by ground storage facilities that will also be updated.
Well, the ground storage facility we just passed there, Hillcrest, is the one that's going to bid here in the next couple of months. It's about an $11 million project. And they'll replace the tank. The old concrete tank will go away. They'll have new, what we call composite concrete tanks, and a new pumping facility. And then we have one of the towers out on Owen Lane there behind Richland Mall. That tower will be coming down in January or February, and we'll be putting a new tower there.
The tower, which was built in the 1960s, has some structural damage. The water's already been drained, and it's now ready to be replaced. Stem says they're looking at bids and hoping to bring in a 2-million-gallon tower. The idea behind these improvements, says Stem, is to not only update an aging system, but to prepare the Waco metropolitan area for future growth.
It's almost like these, we got hearts in those pump stations and ground storages, like your body has a heart. We got those hearts all over town. We got these towers and we got these lines that are veins connecting all of them and keeping pressure on them, keeping the flow. We used to say it was the lifelines of Waco. And that's really kind of what it is, because I don't think we can make it very well without water.
That was Deputy City Manager Wiley Stem. For more on what the water rate increase means for you and how that money will be used, you can visit buildingwaco.com.